A weak solidarity briggy team, Lister, when who would have thought we'd be in total agreement with a wanted war criminal? But here we are in total agreement with Zion Supremo Benjamin Not Another Yahoo's assessment of our big Supremo Anthony Albanese as a weak politician. And for someone whose relationship with the truth is remote, for once, spot on Benjamin. Although perhaps our agreements hit a brick wall when we compare our reasons. A weak politician who betrayed Zion and abandoned Trublowazi's Jews. We assume he means those Jews who support Zion, not the many, many, many who do not. While we may think he's weak for just the opposite, 22 months of being too weak to support the slaughtered, destructed, genocided, starved, non-land, non-people. He's passed as a parliamentary friend of Palestine, obviously restricted to a fair-weather friend. Poor Anthony, after 22 months of grovelling, of supporting the slaughter, defending Zion's right to defend itself against an occupied people, its right to control and terrorise the people whose land it stole, with the imprimatur of the usual suspect lovers of liberty, freedom and democracy like Trublowazi, what thanks does he get? Told, you're as weak as piss. But what bravery? I don't take these things personally, he retorted. Well, Anthony, hate to say it, but seems to us it was very personal. And what do we know? While Trublowazi has supported genocide and resisted taking action against Zion, other than now, 22 months later, recognizing a Palestinian state, ouch! Zion has not only denounced Anthony, but also revoked the visas of Trublowazi's representatives in Ramallah, in the non-land, non-peoples, non-country. Meanwhile, Zion announced more settlement expansions in the West Bank, cutting East Jerusalem off from the non-land, non-people, but no worries. This would not affect the displaced yet again for the umpteenth time non-land, non-people because, and they really said this, because they are not people. And that is the bastion of democracy and freedom, the compassion and humanity Anthony and the team have defended for 22 months. And still being defended by Lord Rupert of Wapping. His Wapping sin aghast that anti-Semitic posters were seen by dear little children in a Frankston playground. Politically charged, one targeting Zion directly. It was in shock. Perfidious material like a poster advertising a Free Palestine Danny Nong rally. My God, imagine dear little children having to see that. And worse, if it could get worse, a sanction Zion, stop sending weapons, break political ties with genocidal Zion. That would stunt a child's emotional development. And that's not all the evil in the park. That eco-socialism, not barbarism poster that's around at the moment, which would discuss the whopping sin, was in disbelief. Genocide in Gaza and, wait for it, the rise of the far right, growing militarism and the climate crisis. All aimed, obviously, at brainwashing dear little children conceived in the image of the dear baby Jesus. A mum has organised a petition, keep politics out of our children's playgrounds, claiming playgrounds are meant to be safe, joyful places. Hear, hear. Thankfully, indeed, predictably, Lord Rupert dredged up the self-styled anti-defamation commissioner, who somehow only seems to see what Lord Rupert and he regard as anti-Semitism as defamation. The title sounds official, doesn't it? But it's not. It's a Zionist construct meant to sound official. Anyway, he went straight to the problem. The swings squeak. A toddler giggles as her father chases her across the grass. More of that, and then you see it. On the slide where children line up to take turns, someone has slapped a poster, a Free Palestine poster with slogans and images vilifying Zion. It does not belong here. Parents glance at it and shepherd their kids away. Shame, poster stickers, shame. Those poor mentally assaulted parents, those poor little brainwashed children. And then a whole column denouncing those who would denounce Zion for no stronger reason than slaughter, destruction, genocide, starvation, and taking more and more land from the river to the sea. Taking more and more from the creators of profit to the great exponents of the greatest little economic order of them all, the great exponents got together with Anthony and big economic guru Jim Chalmers Capital to discuss how to make the greatest little even greater. Clearly, it seems by scrapping red tape, green tape and other restrictions on gaining approval to make an even bigger killing. Good for all of us, unless we want buildings that don't fall down in the first gust of wind, or clean air and or clean water, a clean environment, and let AI run riot, which in its case is not watering down restrictions and regulations, but watering up, 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 and fossiling up, 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 but who cares? It's good for the economy, and that's what the talk fest was all about. And anyway, it's the environmental green tape that's being watered down for the common bad, and after all, the ACTU was there, which must have frightened the proverbial out of the great exponents of. Great moral exponents like K for Kill for Profit Mart, accused of utilising Uyghur slave labour. Nab Your Money Bank, nabbed for inadvertently underpaying the workers it so cares about by at least 130 million and growing. Little matters like overtime, long service leave and penalty rates, very inadvertent. And of course, the airline which used to be our airline, done for sadly letting go the workers it so cares about. Worse, having to hand 50 mil to the evil union. Well, that is capitalist morality. They're just the ones who got sprung this week. Mentioned last week, the Minister for the Polluters, Murray Swatch, the environment commitment to combat the South Troubler Aussie algal bloom, when 6 months ago he was asked to do something about it. That, after concerned scientists approached his predecessor, Tania Plibersek, 2 years ago about the looming threat, and both expressed that concern by totally ignoring it. But as we said, Murray made up for the inaction by promising funds to determine which species are in danger of or have become extinct. See, he really cares. Well, to show just how much they care, Benjamin's weak politician Anthony himself headed down to see the destruction, the environmental catastrophe for himself this week, and was spending off accusations over the alleged slow response. He would have acted if it was Sydney or Melbourne beaches, locals alleged. Anthony hit back with a deeply thought-through reply, deeply developed argument. Nonsense, he said, and defended Murray doing nothing, and why Murray and Anthony wouldn't declare it a national disaster like a bushfire or flood, leaving the mind boggling at how bad it has to get. This isn't an event that Murray Swatch the environment has created or that any individual has created. This is an event as a result of a confluence of events combining to create this impact. Good point, Anthony. Strong argument. Although just maybe individuals who have created approvals for fossils and fossils and fossils may have had something to do with the disaster, which, sorry, isn't a disaster, and not sure they'd wait for a bushfire or flood to cause its damage before trying to do something about it. But no, Anthony and Murray and Tania must know what they're doing. Now, poor Murray has another problem. Having replaced Tania so he can approve Woodside with profits gas, gas, gas until 2070, guaranteeing it would not damage thousands of years of terra nullius non-land, non-people rock art, lots of environmental conditions, and now poor Woodside with Supremo Mego Neil before profits is righteously complaining at the delay caused by those conditions. The government must act urgently to get the gas, gas, gas up and polluting. Up and running. Seems me has a few issues with the conditions. The conditions the government wants to impose are not technically feasible, she exploded. In what way, Meg? It is not technically feasible to protect the rock art or to protect the environment. We can't do the impossible. In fact, she added, the conditions are not based on science. In what way? Science clearly proves there is no way we can save the rock art. But imagine the damage to the transition to which Meg is so committed if it didn't go ahead. But given she finds the conditions too onerous, does anyone think for 1 second Murray, backed up by the courageous, weak politician, will cave in and water them down? Of course not. But now, both Murray and Meg have a problem. This interfering Save Our Songlines mob has taken the government to court over delays, well, 3 years of delay, in ruling on the heritage value of land near the Woodside With project. The government argued a three-year delay shared between Tania and Murray was not excessive, but that Raylene Cooper, a terra nullius non-land non-person Save Our Songline spokesperson, reckons maybe the Woodside with approval, with those conditions of course, shouldn't have been given before the heritage value was determined. See? Selfish, selfish, selfish non-people with no concern for progress. Worse, a decision in the Save Our Songline's favour could affect industry right across the Barra Peninsula, the fossils argue. Any wonder the Environment Protection Bill Murray is working on is considering preventing people like Raylene Cooper taking legal action to prevent progress and profit, which are the same thing. Now, we also mentioned recently how Adani, the Environment's very popular Carve the Planet Michael Coal, Coal, Coal Progress and Profit, owned by Adani The, is losing trillions, and the separate Adani rail line carrying the coal to the separate Adani The port is losing trillions all because it owes interest and all sorts of commitment to other Adani companies in low tax havens, all of which adds up to just about what they're losing. The Singapore parent just announced a $90 million profit. Not that we'd suggest there's any underhand tax dodges going on here, but this week the Queensland Caring Business Class Hayseed and Sheepshed Coalition Government felt sorry for poor Adani the Planet and waived royalties for Adani while Adani expands the mine by 30%. Very courageous given it's losing all that money. See, governments do have a role. Just a pity about that algal bloom and the rock art, but what have they got to do with progress and profit? Progress and profit also facing barriers in the US of the UN of the US of the world. Barriers for pollution, resource behemoths, Rio Tinto the planet, another which has shown deep respect for indigenous culture, and our very own BHP, the big Aussie, for bloody huge profits, bloody huge polluter. Their supremos meeting US of big supremo Donald Trump or the poor this week as they prepare to develop the US of's biggest copper project in Arizona. They obviously carry a lot more influence than the courageous weak parliamentarian, although we would have thought people would be going out of their way not to meet the Don. But be that as it may, these bloody non-land, non-people have done it again. A coalition of Native Americans, rock climbers and environmental activists have obtained an injunction against this progress and profit. Donald was livid. A radical left court, he spluttered. There seems to be an increasing number of radical left courts and judges in the US, doesn't there? It is so sad that radical left activists can do this and affect the lives of so many people, the most so many people ever, ever. Those who fought it are anti-American and representing other copper competitive countries. We can't continue to let this happen to the US. Wonder if it affects the lives of as many people as the Don's immigration roundups and imprisonments. A fine example of the non-radical right in the Don's world, people we all admire, his Secretary of Defense and train killing Pete Hegseth, with his impeccable qualification as a shock jock, is holding Christian prayer services during work hours, and this week quoted his favorite pastor in Pete's church, that women's right to vote should be repealed from the Constitution. Supported by a church adherent who says she submits to her husband. If they get their way, we're narrowing it down. Non-land, non-people in Gaza, terra nullius non-land, non-people, Native American non-land, non-people, and now all women, non-people. The world's getting smaller. Pete might get a little bit of opposition from, say, roughly half the population, and hopefully most of the rest of it. Suppose white males like me are safe for a while, although Pete's church might decide people with certain political views should also be denied the vote. But finally, encouraging to know the world's biggest merchants of death, Arsenal, is in the safe hands of such intelligence as Donald and Pete. Good morning.